As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And I consider, as I sit here in front of my generous, loving God, how is God looking at me in this moment? If I have no sense of how God is looking at me, I ask Him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me as I sit here before you? And I consider, what is God's desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day? Again, if I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask Him directly, My God, what do you desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day? And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer? Joy, love, peace, sorrow, serenity, faith, strength, encouragement. I ask God for my desire, the grace I am seeking. Thank you. and I turn my attention to the scripture, the part from Sunday's Gospel concerning anger. I imagine listening to Jesus talking. I notice those around me. Where am I? Who am I? What do I feel as I hear Jesus talking? I hear him say, if you are angry with a brother or a sister, notice my response to these words. I bring to mind a time when I felt angry with someone. Perhaps there is someone in my life now who I feel angry with. Thank you. I recall the circumstances of my anger. I notice, where has this feeling come from? I notice where this feeling has led. Did my anger lead me to insult? Behind the person's back? On social media. To the face. Has my anger led me to gossip with others who may also have a grudge? Perhaps my anger has come from me feeling hurt, where I am the injured party. How did I communicate my hurt feelings with the person concerned? Notice how I am feeling as I consider my responsibility in the situation that's fueling my anger. I imagine myself bringing my gift to the altar. Remembering the circumstances and the person, the situation where I'm feeling angry. I leave my gift before the altar. I imagine myself walking away to find this person. I notice as I walk away that Jesus has fallen in step beside me. He's walking with me. As I approach the person I am angry with, I notice, what am I feeling? I ask Jesus to inspire in me the grace I need for this conversation, for this reconciliation. I imagine the conversation. If I am the transgressor, the one giving insults, I apologize sincerely and ask for forgiveness. How might I resolve to amend for the hurt I have caused? If I have been the person who is hurt in these circumstances, I offer the other person my forgiveness. To let go in love of the pain they have caused me. Thank you. notice how I am feeling. I turn to Jesus and I talk to him as one friend speaks to another about what has been happening in my prayer. About how I have been moved. And how I feel now. I gradually and gently draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.